AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Following increased terrorist threats around the world, the State Department is warning Americans to be alert to possible travel risks during the holidays. The travel warning will be in effect until February 24th. Belgium's Prime Minister says the alert level in Brussels will remain at the highest level for the time being.
The Belgian authorities still haven't given specific details about the threat. What they've been saying is that they think that there is a risk of Paris-style attacks in multiple places.
But AP correspondent Angela Charlton reports schools and the Brussels subway will begin reopening Wednesday. In the meantime, Belgian authorities haven't released any information about four suspects who have been arrested and charged with terrorism-related offenses. The mayor of Jersey City, New Jersey, says Donald Trump is wrong when he says thousands of Muslims cheered the 9/11 attacks in his town.
As a presidential candidate, we'd like to see him be responsible in what he says, and we thought it was important to correct.
The executive director of the Council on American Islamic Relations also says Trump's comments are off base.
When you say those type of things, you incite hatred, you incite violence towards people. And he should be utterly ashamed of himself.
Trump's main rival for the GOP presidential nomination, Ben Carson, says he saw a film that showed people cheering the attacks across the river in New Jersey.
I think that was an inappropriate response. I don't know if on the basis of that you can say all Muslims are bad people. I really think that would be a stretch.
Donald Trump is getting ready to speak in Columbus, Ohio. Attorneys for the 14-year-old Muslim boy in Houston arrested after taking a homemade clock to his school say he was publicly mistreated and he deserves $15 million. This is AP Radio News. Leaders in New Orleans vow to track down the people who opened fire last night in a crowded park.
An angry New Orleans mayor delivers a simple message for the gunman who shot up a city park.
We are coming after you.
Mayor Mitch Landrieu says the men who opened fire on each other with a crowd of families, teens, and young adults between them need to be put away.
We're going to bring every resource to bear to make sure that we find you and that we put you behind bars.
11 of the 17 people shot are under the age of 21, one just 10 years old. All will survive, but Landrieu says one may never walk again. I'm Tim McGuire.
Authorities say a Florida police officer shot and wounded a man when employees at a bank in Bel Air called police today and reported a man entered the branch with a bulge in his pocket. The bulge turned out to be a handgun, which police say the suspect fired but didn't hit the officers. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.